IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoint.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint, a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program. And I'm Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program on IRIB English Radio, with my guest speakers, as always, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein. Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam. Glad to be here.
Well, Sayyid Abdullah, how about you? Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We were talking about the movie Replicas, especially with the subject that we are trying to talk about. I'm talking about cloning. This movie, Replicas, budget was basically about $30 million. Mm-hmm. But the box office was a disaster. It was a bomb.
Yeah.
Around 9.3 million or 4 million, right?
So they lost more than what they made.
Exactly. How do you make of it? Especially we have the Keanu Reeves in it, you know? One of my favorite, really, actors.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, the thing is with Hollywood and actors, I think, especially in recent years, a lot of actors, they got desperate. Like, whatever you throw at them, they will take. Mm-hmm. Not that they actually... So back in the day, they would receive so many scripts and so many screens and screen rights, and they reject. Like, oh, no, I'm not going to play that role. I'm not going to play that role. So they very picky back in the day.
Yes.
Because they only make quality movies. Now, these actors, as they get older, they become very... You know, they're like, whatever you throw at them, they will take. So this movie, I'll guarantee you, not a lot of people heard of it. Even when it came to the box office, not a lot of people even heard of such a movie. Keanu Reeves himself, he's that kind of character where he himself is an introvert. He's always, because I don't know if you've read about his life. He has a very dark life, the poor guy.
Yeah,
like he's been through hell and back many times. So even his personality on screen is always kind of that quiet, sad kind of guy, right? Mm-hmm. That things happen to him. The only roles that he seems to
be... Isn't it because of his, like, attraction toward the Eastern type of culture?
I'm not sure of that, but it's just... I think it's just because he has a lot of trauma. He's been traumatized from a young kid. Like, he's been traumatized by his parents, by his sister, by his wife. Everyone that he has died. So his life is a very sad life. So he's been through a lot of traumas in his life. And then you can see it in his personality. The only times he succeeded was in The Matrix. That, you know, and maybe a few other movies that he done a good role in. Everything else, he didn't do very well. So he's not the kind of character that you would jump and you're like, oh, he's Keanu Reeves, you know, let me go see his movie. Not that kind of character. So I think that contributed to the fact that, you know, he needs to come up with something so amazing for people to come and watch. So, for example, The Matrix and, you know, a few others, like, if you remember... that movie, Constantine.
Yes, Constantine.
So some movies he done a really good job in.
Yes.
Because he took a different personality than his actual life story.
Yes.
So in this movie, he was playing himself, being himself, right? So he lost his sister, he lost his mother, he lost his family. And he just, in the movie, he just lost them all.
Yeah.
And he just have that, you know.
It's very sad.
So it didn't work. It did very sad. Where, for example, when you watch John Wick, for example, it's an action movie.
Exactly.
And I think maybe that's the only style that suits him best. So he can, I don't know, he flourish in.
Yes.
With the rest, he didn't do very well. And that explains the box office, I guess.
I see.
It's a very typical movie. He didn't do anything out of the ordinary. Anyone could have done that job. You know, any
exactly.
any B-grade actor could have done his job.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that contributed to the fact that the box office didn't make it very well.
I see. Brother Hossein, you talked about the plot holes in the first episode that we talked about the replicas. Would you talk more about that, elaborate on it? Because it was raised basically by a lot of critics.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, you know, like Brother Abdullah said, it was a very typical movie. So it's something that you would probably see like in a dream, something mm-hmm. that you tell as a story, mm-hmm. as like a good, like a bedtime story.
Yes.
Hey, you know, he went and he did this, and then this happened, and then this happened. There wasn't a very good, you know, there wasn't a good whole lot of transitions.
Yes.
And, you know, the bad production really played a role in that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it had that very, like, you know, present sense of awkwardness. Like,
yes.
Like, he just lost his family, mm-hmm. and then he tells his guy to come in and bring the kit for the cloning and everything. Like, what? You just lost your family, bro. Like, you're supposed to be grieving. You're supposed yes. to be, you know, like, devastated.
Yeah.
He didn't really show that. And, you know, it just goes to show that it wasn't very well-written script, mm-hmm. or it wasn't very good, a very well-produced film.
Yes. Okay, let me stop you there for a break. We'll be back and continue our discussion.
We got a donor inbound, 37 minutes.
Time since cardiac death?
7 hours, 15 minutes.
Proceed. Initiate sequence. We are going to replicate the human mind. We are going to take his biological brain, imprint it into that synthetic brain. Stand by to initiate neural imprint. All functions go.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Javad. Hosting this program, we are talking about replicas. Our guest speakers, as always, are still Brother Hossein and Sayyid Abdullah. Apart from the critical response that was generally unfavorable toward this movie replicas, like, for example, Rotten Tomatoes only holds an approval rating of 11% based on, of course, 56 reviews, and gave this movie 3.03% out of 10. Well, and we also see Metacritic's average score, which is 19 out of 100, which is very bad, disastrous, basically. And also we have Cinema Score, giving this film the average grade of C, basically on an A-plus to F scale. All right? Well, apart from this unfavorable or negative critical response, we see some moral issues raised, especially near the end of the movie, right? Like the deleting of the memories that happens on the part of Keanu Reeves, the major actor in this movie. How do you justify this? Would it be justifiable at all?
Well, if it is possible to delete someone's memory, obviously it's not moral or even allowed in God's books. Because even his friend, he said to him, you're going to hell. He said to him, you're going straight to hell.
Yes.
He said to him, you're going straight to hell, which means like, I mean, you know, it's bad enough that he created a person
yes.
from scratch, you know, but deleting the memory, taking something that is absolutely important in it. For example, if you could manipulate my mind and you could delete something extremely important, let's say, fundamentally important. For example, you can come to my mind and say, delete the fact that alcohol is haram, for example. And I was like, okay, I got to drink alcohol because my memory, I don't have anything in that regard, you know? Or take something very, so that could put me in a lot of trouble. But for the person who does it, obviously he's doing something wrong. And they raise that. And the guy was very precise about it. He's like, you're going straight to hell
mm-hmm.
for this. So it's morally is not acceptable, and religiously, obviously, is not acceptable either. So it's a big no.
Yes.
So whether they can or can delete someone's memory, that's another question.
Yes. In one of our radio programs, which is called Back to Reality. I happen to be the host of that program, and I interviewed an expert in Islamic studies, Sister Zahra, about modern technologies such as cloning and its consequences. Let's hear what she has to say.
When it gets to nature and human nature, yeah. I think that's when it can become really dangerous. Also, there's other things.
But you cannot shy away from these.
Of course not.
New issues.
Of course not. This is technology, and yeah. we need to gain technology. We need to gain better insight into how humans are created. We're encouraged to do this by Islam. We yeah. are not told to stay away from technology.
Yeah.
But it makes me worry, what else will it be? Then it'll be eye color, then it'll be height, and maybe the rich who have more money will be able to choose the best height, the best eye color, for example, the best sex at that time. And what if, for example, all our celebrities go for instance, girls? Will that have an effect on the rest of the population all wanting girls looking exactly the same as
Barbie.
One particular celebrity, or if one particular celebrity chooses a boy? I mean, there's so many, it gets into so many other areas. But I suppose we can put in laws to stop that. But I think there might be people who are inexperienced, maybe doctors who get hold of this technology mm-hmm. and use it for the poorer people, the poorer people in the population. And I think that's when it could get really dangerous. There might be mutations
yes.
in the way humans are created.
That was Sister Zahra from London, an expert in Islamic studies, talking about the consequences of modern technologies such as cloning. Brother Hussein, one of the other criticism that this movie Replicas earned was based on the idea of genetic determination. This is what exactly what Sayyid Abdullah was referring to. Like when you delete the memory of a person, if you have the chance to, if you have this option, technologically speaking, and you get to choose, for example, which memories remain and which memories to go, all right? Then there would be no, let's say, fairness if you punish the person under question, right? Because some of the memories, like what Sayyid Abdullah was saying, for example, alcohol is haram according to the laws, all right? And then you don't have that memories. And if you even go to alcohol, then there would be no punishment or reward at the end of the day, all right?
Yeah, so you know, if it was possible, if you could delete memories, and you know, usually that happens in this world naturally. You know, if you get into a car crash, you hit your head really hard, you forget.
Or Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's or the other.
But they are uncontrollable.
Yeah.
They're not natural.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, you know, naturally, I guess, I mean, by mistake or, you know.
Yeah.
But if you can deliberately delete a person's memories, of course, that would be unethical. And I feel like memories are very, very central to who a person is. It really controls mm-hmm. who their, like what their personality mm-hmm. is like and how they act, how they make decisions.
Yes.
So, of course, if you delete a memory from their from a person's mind, you can't punish them on it because they basically like they didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's take another break and we'll be back and continue our discussion.
Who am I?
Try to relax. You're coming online.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Horrible goes wrong.
Something already has.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and my dear guests are still Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein. We were talking about the movie Replicas. hovering around the issue of cloning. Brother Hussein, I asked you the question in the previous part about some of those criticism based on genetic determination, right? And you said that, in fact, some of that happened. I mean, like when we're talking about the end of the movie Replica, that some people get to choose, like, to delete, for example, the memories of another person if you have this option available to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And there comes the idea of morality then. All right? But even in real life now, apart from cloning and all the technology-wise or related stuff, even some people, when they are affected by serious traumas, all right, they go to some therapists and they ask them to do something about them. And they want to get away or get rid of those memories that caused the trauma in the first place. So some of them refer even to hypnotists, those people who manage to or have the ability to hypnotize the subject and try to do something to their mind and their memories. Do you think even that hypnotism is moral?
See, there are some situations and some scenarios that I guess it would be more in the benefit, especially if the person, if the subject consents.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if it's someone who is, for example, like dead or unconscious, you can't really decide that for them unless it's a very crucial memory. Like, for example, in the movie, Keanu Reeves, Dr. William, was working on something at night, and all of his family was sleeping, and his daughter,
yes,
she was sleeping, and he hears her scream out of fear, and he goes up and he realizes that she woke up because of a nightmare. And I feel like it was understood that this nightmare was actually the crash that mm-hmm. happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And she was dreaming about that. So if he could have deleted the pain that they suffered before the crash, for example.
Yes.
Then, yeah, of course, that would, you know, it would spare her the emotional trauma that she'd have to go through like she did in the movie. So in some situations, I guess it would be okay, especially if it's, you know, critical or it's very, you know, important.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Thank you all for listening to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the movie Replicas, 2018 American science fiction thriller. With Keanu Reeves as one of the major characters in it. Thank you for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.